It feels hard to believe, but the largest Ebola outbreak in history started around this time last year, when a 2-year-old boy in Guinea was confirmed to have the virus. He did not survive. The epidemic has now killed more than 7,000. And while it seems to be coming under control in Guinea and Liberia, the number of new Ebola cases is still climbing in Sierra Leone. Dr. Dan Cooper is a volunteer with Britain's National Health Service, and he's in Sierra Leone. Dr. Cooper, hello and welcome to the program. Can you tell us what Christmas Day was like at the treatment center?
Yeah, it was mixed, really. We tried to make as much of a Christmas as we could do. We did carols by candlelight on Christmas Eve. We managed to find a guitar from somewhere. There was a 5-day lockdown in Sierra Leone at the moment to try and stop the spread, so the mood was quite subdued. We had one patient discharged, so that was a few moments of joy in the middle of the day, but it was quite a sad day all round.
Could you tell us perhaps about any patient in particular that you've helped through this process whose story has stuck with you?
Yeah, we had a 12-year-old boy called Ibrahim. He was a real character, so he was quite unwell when he came in. He got loads better, and we spent a couple of days teaching him how to juggle from about 4 metres away across the fence, sort of some breakdancing moves. So it was nice. It was really nice when he went home. It was a really, really joyous day.
Dr. Cooper, is there any sense there that the tide is turning or that you've already been through the worst of it?
No, but here in Sierra Leone, cases are still increasing, so we're very much on the upward part of the slope still. We've just opened our centre, which is 100 beds, up in the north of the country. The Royal Engineers, British Army, have built another 6 centres, so within the next couple of months, we should have about 700 to 800 new beds. So by the end of February, beginning of March, we're hoping to have transmission down low enough and enough people coming out and better into the community to get it under control. Because we're still in the midst of the battle at the moment.
I'm curious, how does your family feel about you spending Christmas in Sierra Leone?
They didn't feel good about it. I told them I had about 4 days' notice from volunteering to deploying, so I didn't have much time to break it to them. But they weren't too happy at the start. They're very proud now, but at the start they were quite upset about it. We managed to Skype for about 5 minutes on Christmas Day. The internet's not great here, but we managed to get enough of a connection for a quick chat, and they shared a beer in the sun with them.
And Dr. Cooper, is it hard to maintain a positive attitude? I'm curious what keeps you going.
It is hard. It's very hard, actually, especially being so far from home. The work's hard. It's tough emotionally and it's tough physically because the temperature here is, I'll tell you how hot it is. It's just the knowledge that we're helping, we're getting somewhere, and we're going to sort this out. That's the thing that's keeping us going.
Dr. Dan Cooper is a volunteer with Britain's National Health Service. He's currently working in the McKinney Ebola Treatment Center in Sierra Leone. Dr. Cooper, thank you very much.